Okay, let's continue where we left off. We're on page... I have here new handouts. Anyone needs new handouts on page Chav Zayin? On page Chav Zayin, we're up to Ois Dalet. Ois Dalet, it's halfway down the page. We are continuing our discussion of the international dateline. Okay, v'hine, b'shut, b'nei tzion hanal, achrei asher yorad lo'imka shel halacha. After he discussed in great depth, amcha shel halacha, v'hella shal pi ha'tayra yesh lanu gvul ha'scholas ha'mizrach, who b'malo 180 degrees mi Greenwich, kosav sham, that we start off from Greenwich, that's where we are going to start the time. Kosav sham, the al pi ha'tayra hu k'tsas lefnim ol'achar. Now, according to the international dateline starts from Greenwich. What about according to Das Torah? Do we follow that as our baseline of time? So it's either a little bit before, a little bit after. The Yev Shul, it's some same, and it's really impossible to be exact. Therefore, he says that since what should one do, practically speaking, now, what does that mean? The person has to follow the geographic location. You have to do both. So, because halacha lemaisan, this is his opinion, and we have to go through the Binyan Tzion. There are three major opinions: the Binyan Tzion, Chazonish. Well, he's going to discuss. He's giving different examples. There are basically three opinions. There's the Chazonish, Avichil Michal Tukatinsky. And then there is the Binyan Tzion. Binyan Tzion represents a collection of other paiskim. Let's just see what he says here. Yesterday I read from the Star K. The Star K has a very nice write-up. There are books, a lot of stuff on this, about halacha l'maisa, what they advise people to do. But let's take a look at what it's over here. V'nimsa l'pamim, but he over here is telling us halacha l'maisa yet to be machin. V'nimsa l'pamim, sh'ayideze, sh'ayve shnei shabosim. You have to rest two Shabbosim. Sometimes you have to keep 2 days Shabbos. So if you pass over the boundary from east to from west to east, so basically, it says when you go into a situation where it's not clear if it's Saturday or Friday or Sunday, whatever the situation is, he basically is saying that since halacha l'maisa, we cannot be certain what is the halacha, you have to observe both days as Shabbos. Now he's going to give examples. V'chol zeh davko imhu kvar al hayavasha uv'yishuv, oz yisnai kifi ha'opak d'sham. This the chum, they have to keep 2 days only when you're already stationary. You have arrived in the middle of the week, and you're there in this geographic location, which is questionable over Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. And this specific location, there are two different views. One view holds it to be Shabbos. One view holds it to be Friday. So since you've been residing here since Tuesday, and you don't know what to do now, you have no choice but to keep 2 days l'chumra. But let's say you're traveling. Let's say it's Friday. For you, it's Friday. And you're traveling on a boat, or you're traveling in an airplane, and you cross over an area where now there's a dayline. Now there's a question that they observe this day to be a different day. That's the difference, because since you are a traveler and you are presently holding this day to be Friday, then the rules might be a little bit different. Terem shigil yishuv, afilu b'mokam shemoydim ala svina hakav atarich. Even on the place where they announced the people on the ship on this cruise, we have now crossed the international dateline. U'mishanim zman hayom afilu hachi kevon shalpi atari yevshul et samsem. V'alkein kol zman shal yegia li yishuv o ad sheyotza hasafik mi libo v'yodei bevur shekvar ofer hagvul lo yishane ala svina min me'ashvua v'yachodesh ha'moadim mikvi acheshun sheyotza misham. Fascinating halacha, fascinating yisod. Well, all of these are the halacha l'maisa is very complicated, but these are all the very interesting points of information, of details to appreciate. There's a chazaka. There's such a principle in halacha of chazaka. Where are you coming from? If you've been doing this until now, continue to maintain the status quo. If until now you've been counting this day as Friday, and you're still in transit, even though you've passed the international day line and on the ship, they're telling you that according to the world, this is now Saturday. It's Saturday, but for you, it's still a continuation of Friday, and there is such a halachic opinion that it still might be Friday, so you continue to maintain the status quo, because you have not yet reached your destination. You're a traveler, and the rules of travelers are different than the rules of settlers. Lo yishana lasvina minyan yimei shuv hachodesh avodim k'vimichi hashon shiyotz mishav v'gam yishma ha-shabbos v'cheshon ha-chay hachodesh shishchilu b'svina bo'oifen sheyishma shnei shabbos. But he does seem to say that you do have to take into consideration The primary thing to keep is what you've done until now. We'll see nafkaminas, that's the primary. But you also take into consideration the fact that you have a past international dateline. The davka linyan malacha. Now this that he says that you have to be machmir to keep 2 days Shabbat. When it comes to malacha, shnei shabbosos. Av linyan kiddush avdola v'tfila Shabbos v'yamtov v'shaloi laniach tefillin. We have all these other issues of tefillin and the nusach tefila. Ha'ikur bezeh ha'shabbos lefi ha'cheshbon sheyotza misham ad kan. Diburoi, these are the words of the Binyan Tzion, the Bidei Tzion.
This works on a 24-hour clock.
What do you mean a 24-hour clock?
If he doesn't know where it's Shabbos,
so you keep on going. You keep on going from where you were. You keep from the where you come from.
You have an astronaut.
What?
You have an astronaut.
Yeah.
So every time he goes around the world, it becomes day.
Obviously not. Obviously,
who is what he gets
for the place he left?
The place he left.
24 hours later becomes Tuesday.
Right.
Okay.
Tuesday.
So let's go further.
Last point we
have. Okay, let's go further. Hagoin, Agoin, Reish Chesadi, Ki Rager. I don't know who this is. Heir Lezeh Midrisha, Shekosav Shem.
Krieger.
Rav Krieger. What's the first letters? Rav Krieger. Rav Reish Chesadi. In Boston, his name was Krieger? Okay.
By the name of Krieger.
Heir Lezeh Midrisha Shekosav Sham the Inge Shafikim Hu Bar Chiyuva Lo Yivarech Vim Hu Bar Chiyuva V'yasafik Hu Im Kvar Kayim Choyze Mivarech Ayin Sham. If you have a Safik, if you're Bar Chiyuva, then the halach is you don't make a bracha. But if you have a Safik Im Kvar Kiyim, but if you're definitely Bar Chiyuva and you have a Safik, if you're Mekayim the halacha, then Choyze Mivarech Ayin Sham. So how does that apply to this? I'm not exactly sure how that applies to this. V'chein Kostab Shulchan Aruch Im Ochal V'inu Yodea Im Beich B'chaz Mazon. He gives an example. Your person definitely ate. So you are definitely a Bar Chiyuva. You ate. You have a Safik Im Beich B'chaz Mazon Choyze Mivarech. You have no choice but to make the bracha. The Safik derice. You must bench. V'im Subik Im Ochal Oiloi Kostab Sham Biber Hetev Dein Mivarech. So here's the yisod. The yisod is there are two different types of sfeikos. A safik, if you definitely were once upon a time a bar chiyuva, and you have a safik if you have fulfilled your obligation. For example, I know for a fact I ate a meal of bread and I was satisfied. So I'm definitely chayiv to bench. My safik is, did I fulfill my obligation by benching? In such a situation, you have no choice. Safik b'rayis d'rayis l'chum, you have to bench again. But if I have a safik b'chlal, did I eat? I don't remember if I ate or not. And if I ate, I definitely did not bench. But the question is, did I eat or did I not eat? Then the halach is, you do not bench. Now, how does that apply to the international day line? So here, v'hochin ami kein d'mishosh yotza b'beiso. When a person left his home, ho yulav chiva Shabbos harishon. When a person left his home, he had an obligation to observe Shabbos based upon his original calculation, the place where he started from. V'yal kein, therefore yishma Shabbos harishon. So you have no choice but to observe the first Shabbos. The first Shabbos that you come according to the calculation from where you have left, that is a definite obligation. Gam lina tfilois v'habrochos. Shabbos Hasheni. Now you're telling me that you should change the calendar because you've passed the international day line, and maybe that changes your observance. That is a suffix of if I ate. The first Shabbos is a Safek of Vaday. That's equivalent to the question of I definitely ate. The only question is, did I bench, did I not bench? Because since I left from my location, where I left my location according to that calculation from where I come from, it's now Shabbos. So in Halacha, we consider that to be a Safek of did I bench, did I not bench? But I definitely ate. To tell me to observe a second day Shabbos because maybe I've passed into a new time zone, that's equivalent to a suffix of did I eat, did I not eat, which you do not bench. Certainly, although you should not do malacha, but you do not daven on that, you do not daven that second day, the tefillah of Shabbos, and you put on tefillin. The ayin bit halpiyoy, sanal. Mitzadeh, we learned yesterday. Mitzadeh, Haresh Mem Chos and Chof Gam Kain Sheyesh Shlom LeKabel Kav Habein LeUmi Mikoach Svar. He says that we should accept international day law. In his opinion, Mikoach Svar of the Kana Shenishma Yom Hashabbos Chomakom Kifi HaChesbon Shehichzuk Sham. He has a svar. This is a svar you can say is that everyone should be consistent. And since it's accepted in the world that this is Saturday, it's a matter of convention. And Halacha recognizes that if the people of the world have established this to be the correct day, so that there's a svar to say they're right. There's no reason why we should not follow what human beings have felt to be reasonable to be the dividing line. Would like him at it. Not like others. Avol minatoyra ein lanu kava tarich l'chein davka imhu al hayabasha. Minatoyra, there is no such a thing as an international day line. L'chein davka imhu al hayabasha v'yishav yishma Shabbos k'yoyfek d'sham. Avol imhu oyra l'asvina yishma Shabbos k'yachesmin shiyotzim yisham davka. Okay, so basically, the single here is he's laying out different yisoidos, which are if you're traveling, you follow your original chazaka. If you have settled, then there are different opinions. Some say we do follow international day line. Some say we do not follow the international day line. Let's see. We now come to the conclusion.
That some say that there is an international
date line. There is such an opinion. They follow you from Yerushalayim.
Right.
There's a Chazonish. Okay, before you go for a little, I'll just throw out some of the things that I've read yesterday. Basically, there are three different opinions. The problem is, many people hold that we should start from Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the center of the world. And you continue in that from that time zone until you reach a certain point where the day ends, and it's going to be the previous day. Problem is, that comes out in the middle of... but in the middle of the ocean, but they are in the middle of a landmass, in the middle of Asia. There's a certain so the problem is, how could it be that some parts of land, or I don't remember the exact details, how could it possibly be that if it comes in the middle of China, that you're going to have on one street, it's part of, if you follow from Yerushalayim,
that reality is Hawaii is. In other words,
some islands.
On the date line, because they hook around it since Hawaii became part of the Western Hemisphere.
Right, so that's the question.
Hawaii, but really
that's the question. But also, let's say you follow Yerushalayim and the day line would fall out right in the middle of China. It can't possibly be that, it's not logical that on one street, on one side, Avenue J, it's going to be Shabbos, and the other side, it's going to be Friday or Sunday. That's not logical. So therefore, I think the Chazanish says that in that situation, there's Gerora. The entire landmass is dragged after the majority. Since the majority of the land is following one day Shabbos, so even the minority, which is on the other side of the timeline, the halak timeline.
So with time zones, you have it more prevalent.
Right, with time zones.
One side of the street, it's wild.
Exactly.
Iowa's 8 o'clock
and the other one is there are basically three different opinions in where the time zone is. And these three opinions, he says, you follow the majority. Every single island or location, you follow, he advises you to follow the majority opinion. If two of the three opinions hold that today is Shabbos against the Chazon Ish, so you don't follow the Chazon Ish in this particular situation. Out of this island, the Chazon Ish, and Rav Yechiel Michal Tikhotinsky says that it's going to be Shabbos, so you follow the majority. His approach is, look to follow the majority opinion. There are three approaches, halacha l'maisa, with regard to all these different issues, and these three approaches have nafkaminas in different islands and different islands. Each situation follow the majority. Whatever is not the majority, l'chumra, if you can, you should observe, you should at least be nizar in not doing malacha de'oraisa. And of course, tefillah and tefillin, you observe it as a yumei hachol, yidavin yumei hachol. And that's basically it. That's what it basically comes down to. Three opinions to follow the majority for each particular location, for malacha and for tefillah and tefillin, and the other opinion, if you can, to be chayish at least for malacha d'araisa. Okay, now you review. Kitzur hadvar. The lachachmer b'nei tzin yesh lanu kavatach min haTorah. The summary is as follows: to be machmer, the b'nei tzin holds that there is an international day line. There is a kavatach min haTorah. Rak sheyev shel tzamsem. We don't know exactly what it is. L'chein diyefer im nesim imizuch l'mayav derech hakav yishmer shnei shabbos. If it's diyefer, the b'nei tzin says you have no choice but to be machmer. At least lani malacha al kapanim. V'im nesim ma'av l'mizuch oz yizor shlo yava b'nekudas hakav be'erv shabbos v'erv yamtiv shlo yigram l'batal mitzasei the shabbos v'yamtiv. You can lose a day. If you're traveling in the wrong direction, then you can completely miss the whole Shabbos. You can go from Friday to Sunday. According to the international day line, you're now losing a whole day. Friday and then Shabbos, how could that possibly be? What?
There's some hours.
There are some hours?
Okay, so there's more than 24 hours.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Right. But it's Tosef Shabbos. Okay, I don't know the details. Oz Yizor Shlo Yava Binukudas Hakav, you should not travel in that direction. Erev Shabbos, Erev Yamtiv Shlo Yigram Levatel Hamitzvah Asay the Shabbos Yamtiv. V'im Bab Binukudas Hakav the Erev Shabbos Erev Yamtiv Yishma Shabbos Midei Sveika Al Kaponim Yishalist Bin Machmir. V'Davka Linyan Malach Avalinyan Tefila Shabbos with regard to davening. V'Shlo Laniach Tefilin Tzarich Iyan Oat Avol Le Ha Ramach Beha Beha Tal Piyos She'ein Lanu Kavatach Min HaTorah Rak Mikach Svar V'Takana. There is no such thing as a dateline Min HaTorah according to his opinion. V'Takana Rak, it's only a Takana. Im Kein Be'od Shehu Ala Svina Tamid Yishma HaShabbos K'viyach Cheshvin She'yotza Misham. According to his opinion, that if a person is traveling, if you have not yet settled, you always should follow the place from where you have come from, since there is no dateline min haTorah. Always follow the location that you've come from. Yinei, Mashakos Shabbos Eben Etzion. The Shabbos Shchadish Loyal Asvina. Yiniach Tefillin Bnei Asafik. Tzarchin Mishut Zichron Yitzchak. He says that the Shabbos that they tell you now it's Shabbos, you should put on Tefillin. He holds that since it might very well be that it's Friday, you should put on tefillin. It's not so simple. The holich b'midbar, he decides the case of the Gemara. The Gemara is the person traveling in the desert. The ein yodea mosai Shabbos. This has played an important role in the question of the international day line. A person traveling in the desert and you don't know when it's Shabbos. So what do you do? Ein lo lo niach tefillin. So there, the zichron yitzchak is a fascinating chiddush that you don't.
I don't mean to interrupt. I apologize to everyone. Is somebody blocking the driveway? Somebody parked their car in the driveway?
No.
Okay.
Just give him a flag. That's all.
Somebody down. A Brooklyn hello.
Pull out the
pen.
Brooklyn
light.
What license?
The holy chumidu reading of the Shabbos. Ain lo niach tefillin. They came to Rabbi Akiva. Iko isol niach tefillin b'Shabbos. Since according to Rabbi Akiva, you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. It's carrying. If you're going to put on tefillin on Shabbos, you're carrying. It's not called a malbush, according to him. Mutav lavar al savik mitzasei d'vshevi al tasim lavar al savik isa b'kum yasei ayin sham. V'im kein hochi nami kevon shesavik hu al Shabbos nischadish lo ein lo lo niach tefillin b'nei savik v'efshe l'dmos also l'cholamoid shegam kein savik mitz tefillin l'chinir shakoponim lo yivarchaleim Kehosam, the Tzorichin, tremendous chiddush. So he holds, since there is such a concept that if the person does not know when the Shabbos is in the middle, you do not wear tefillin all 7 days. So it's better not to put on tefillin, or at least if you're going to put on tefillin, not to make a bracha, mati bracha levatala. Then when you come across in the situation of the international day line, you're observing 2 days Shabbos, even if you're going to daven the tefillos of choil, but it might be a bracha levatala to wear tefillin. He holds you should not wear tefillin. Viata. And now, be eshat fasa, reisim mishne beruda, beber halacha, The halacha b'midbar v'ena de'masa Shabbos yoniach tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees with the opinion of the Zichron Yitzchak, and he is the opinion of the person traveling in the desert and he gets lost and doesn't know when Shabbos is. The Mishnah Berurah passes, you should wear tefillin. Ella b'shas tefillah Shabbos oz lo yoniach. But when it's Shabbos, then you don't. When you daven, you take one day of Shabbos, and that day Shabbos, that's when you do not wear tefillin. Shelo yei tarte desastri ayin sham ulufizeh. Since the Mishnah Berurah passes that a person is lost in the desert and you don't know when it's Shabbos, and you're going to observe all 7 days of Sadek Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says you do wear tefillin all 7 days. It's just that when you're davening the tefillah of Shabbos, you don't wear tefillin. So too, when you're traveling on the international day line, so one day, or maybe even both days, it seems to say, Gam came in the Dan told the Machlokes as Zichron Yitzchak in the Mishnah Berurah, it could have been able to according to the Mishnah Berurah, you wear tefillin both days. Okay, that's what it seems to come out according to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say, if in the desert, you don't know when Shabbos, you wear tefillin both, you wear tefillin all 7 days. So to a person going on the international day line, you have to be machli, you have to wear tefillin both days. That's what it seems to say. The Yerush Lachor Lehastabik, Bemishna Sebe, Be America, Le Australia. A person travels from America to Australia, Be Svina, Oh, by Aviron in a boat or on a plane. The Shema Yom Hashabbos space Nisiyasa Kiv Yecheshron Hayam Shiyatsa Misham Kedina Uvelel Shabbos Kiddush and Lel Shabbos Kiddush Alakayis Vitila Uvabayker B'Yom Shabbos Tkvar Higil Australia. And now you reach Australia in the morning. So Friday night it was Shabbos, and then when you reach Australia, it's now they tell you it's Sunday. Vehu Yom Rish Vehu Yom Rishon. So what do you do now? So now, when it was Friday night, because you're traveling so fast, so here is discussing a new situation. When you're traveling over the international day line, when it was Friday, it was definitely Friday night. It was definitely Shabbos, and now when you reach Australia, it's really Sunday.
You're on the boat.
You kept traveling.
You kept
the moving.
Through
Friday night. So now it turned into Sunday. Right. But Friday night it was definitely Shabbos. And he made Kiddush. And now when you're traveling, now in the morning, it's no longer Shabbos. The morning it's, you discover it's Sunday. What do you do in this situation? Inem, or do we say that Tzarech L'Hashlam? Es Hayoyim V'Kiddush V'Shmiris Melachav. Maybe, even though they're telling you now it's Sunday, since you began the day, you began this cycle of time, of sunset to sunrise, in a cycle of observance of Shabbos, you mechuyav to be mashlim the remainder of the day with Shabbos, and you now do melacha. You have to daven the tefillah of Shabbos. Or you can really say shegil lemakom shu ata chol uvedina tzarch lish, and maybe on the other hand, since over here it's Sunday, I don't have to observe Shabbos anymore. So what do you do in this very unique situation? Uvedina tzarch lishma Shabbos kfi ovek hamakom shu sham, and since we know in Paskin that you have to observe Australia, we observe the it's Sunday there in Australia. So what do we do? And if according to this approach, if you want to go to say that now it's Sunday, you can stop. You can right away do malacha in the middle of the day. How does he paskin? He's coming to tell us you have to continue Shabbos. Here's the situation. You come to Eretz Yisrael Manas to Shtakei Hashem. I'm going to live there. And if you're only going to observe one day, and you arrive in Eretz Yisrael on the boat on Acharon Shel Pesach, or you arrive on the last day of Shmini Atzeres, Haynu Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis, Uve Yosei B'Svinu Nag Yom Tov B'Tfilu V'Kiddush B'Chol Inyono, Kevan Shekvar Kiddush Al Hayoyim B'Layla Lo Yinag B'Yom Minag Chol V'Lo Nich Tfilin Gam Kishu B'Boyka Ayin Shem. Fascinating halacha. Get into the halacha. A person is traveling, he's making aliyah, right? Nefesh B'Nefesh. He's on the plane. Nefesh. So when I come to Eretz Yisrael, how many days am I going to observe? I'm only going to observe one day Yom Tov. I'm not going to observe Shmini Atzeres. I mean, Simchas Torah. I'm only going to have Simchas Torah. That's the Shmini Atzeres. One day. But right now, I have not yet arrived. Right now, I'm still in America. I'm still traveling the season where I am. Right now, I'm in a zone where everyone is observing 2 days because I'm still in Chutz Liaretz. I'm still in Chutz Liaretz. And now, and at night, we made Kiddush. And I was Mekabel this day as a day of Kodesh because I'm still in Chutz Liaretz. And now, suddenly, I find myself during the day, I've arrived in Eretz Yisrael. And they tell me here in Eretz Yisrael, it's already Ishruchah. Yom Tov is over. So what do I do now? I have decided I'm going to live here in Eretz Yisrael, and in all future years I'm not going to observe this day as a day of Kodesh. I will observe this day as a day of Chol. But last night I did not yet arrive. I was still in transport. I was still on the way. And last night I was observing Mi'ikar Hadin. According to Halach, I was mechuyev to observe this day as a day of Yom Tov. And I made Kiddush. And I didn't do Malacha. So what do I do now when I arrive in the middle of the day?
They couldn't get on a plane.
What? The plane was delayed. Whatever it was, delayed, or the boat, whatever the situation was, it was delayed. It was delayed, or the plane was going in circles. Okay, they didn't let you land. Whatever the situation is. But the situation is such where you will makabel. I'll give you another example. Let's say it's, you're in Eretz Yisrael and you're planning on going back to America. And you makabel and you make Kiddush and you're observing this Yom Tov Sheni. And then you wake up in the morning, you go to the drasha, and the Rav gives a fiery drasha about the chavivos of Yisho of Eretz Yisrael, and you decide there on the spot, I'm staying for good. I'm never going back to America, and you make a shvua, a neder, a cherim, I'm never going to step foot on Admas Nechar. I'm going to remain there. So now what do I do now? I'm a resident of Eretz Yisrael.
So the problem
is, since you began this halachic day in a state of Kiddusha, you made Kiddush, so he paskins that you mechuyev to finish the day off in a state of Kiddusha.
That's
you may not do Malacha. It's no different. Why is that no different? That's the same idea. Once he's, look what he says. Let's read the piece of gear. You have to be mashal. Now, you're talking about the international day line. If you are traveling on a boat and you're going through the international day line, and when you begin Shabbos, you have not yet crossed the day line, and it's still Friday night for you, and then you cross, and then it's day, and now you cross, and they tell you it's Sunday, you can't do Malacha. Since you began this cycle of time of sunset into daylight in a state of Kedusha, you must be mashlim this 24-hour period of Shabbos, just like if you're observing Yom Tov Sheni, and now you come into Eretz Yisrael, and it's now Yom Kodesh and Yom Chol. You have to be mashlim the day.
Okay, ain't there easy?
What?
Tchum
Shabbos. You wouldn't be able to. Sorry, because of Tchum.
So then there wouldn't be a problem, because in the boat you have the halacha like.
Right,
like she went forward. That's why the example that making aliyah is a different.
Why? Okay, let's see. The zeri sim b'minchas Lazar b'minchos Eretz Sha'ul al Eretz Shalom anas leshtakei Hashem b'babesfina b'yom tov ha'achron uveyoyse besfina noag yom tov mitzvila v'kiddush v'chol nyano kevon shekvar kiddush al hayoyim b'layla lo yinag b'yoyim minag chol v'lo yoniach tfilin gam kishabo b'boker. What? Doesn't talk about that situation.
No.
Okay, let's go further. Vihine admar hagoyin hakadosh. Lo kosav sham klum mizeh. Loi kosav sham klum mizeh rak ruma sham sheyichtoiv oid mizeh. He writes to you that he'll write about this a little point in time. The loi motzasti klum esvav kebinyan zeh. I don't find that he ever at a later point in his life wrote about this. The tamlu din zeh nir vuhu pashu kimi kamoshis v'shas. Dimbo edim min hamincho l'malo. The ain bezim makabel masam lekatsha hayom l'noigim bo hayom kodesh l'mocha kodesh tekem shekvar kishu bo hayom yesmol ba'asiyas malacha. He brings a raya from the Gemara from Rosh Hashanah, when once you makabel this day as Rosh Hashanah, because the witnesses is Yom Kodesh, the witnesses did not yet come in the Minchah L'Mala, even though we have now the opportunity to accept the witnesses and to declare today to be a day of a change day, we don't do so. Once the day already has been established to be a Yom Kodesh, we mashlim the day. Learn from that example, to our case. Once you've begun this day in a state of Kedusha, you have no choice but to finish it off in a state of Kedusha. It's talking about where they wanted to accept it. They will accept
it. But until Mincha, people didn't know, so they didn't have it. It wasn't Urshashanah.
Right, so they kept the...
There was no Kedusha, then making the Kedusha now. So what he's saying is you don't recover the Kedusha for a half an hour.
You don't change it. You don't change it.
Was, you do it the next.
You leave it the way it was. Whatever it was, correct.
The rest of that day.
You maintain...
Mincha time.
You maintain stock.
I don't
remember the example.
It says it was a young child, it stays a young child.
No, it wasn't young. They were cobbled, they didn't work because they didn't know. In the morning. They got up in the morning, you don't know if the Eidim are going to come.
And they said Mizmashir.
Then the Eidim show up, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And they say, we're not going to accept them, it'll be tomorrow. Are they allowed to work the rest of the day? No, they're not.
Wasn't the problem of the shear of the young?
They said already the shear shall choil.
Why did they keep
there? The
they started it.
They had to start it.
They didn't have to start it.
They did not.
Okay, it's not. Let's not get. I don't know the example. I'm getting confused. But the point of the Gemara there is that once the day has begun in one matzav, you can you play it out. You go all the way. You don't change. The point of the Gemara is you don't change in the middle. Once the day has started with a certain approach, that has to be maintained for the remainder of the day. So here as well, don't leave the don. The came to
Kivan Kitchum. This is what we had in Navi in Yeshayahu.
Yeah.
It was Rosh Chodesh already, and he made it.
Chizkiyahu. That's another halacha. You're not allowed.
Also, he can't change it.
Okay.
This is why I'm asking with him. Once you started the day.
Yeah, you can't change in the middle. The cave and the kvar kitchu meyesmo be yosef besina luchiyachesh shayatz misham tzach legaba biyom shel bchol in yonayb kmo yom tov shem yaritzol lemisha bo lasham pirit vaagoy nari shteif heir oy lezem mimad aminon hilch ein anan aschilu maschilin linon the cave and the aschilinon migmar nami gamin. Once we start, we have to finish. So it is that if you are traveling over the international dateline on Friday night, it is Shabbos, and you make Kiddush, and you mekabel Shabbos, even if you indeed will pass the dateline that is true according to all opinions, according to the Chazon Ish, and to Ketinshki, and according to the Bnei Tzion, it does not matter. Once you have begun this time in a state of Kiddusha, you have no choice but to finish it in Kiddusha, even though technically it is Sunday.
After Abdullah, it becomes Monday.
So you lose the next day. It's a very
Sunday, you never lose a Shabbos.
Right, exactly. If you mekabel, Shabbos, the rest of that cycle must be concluded in a state of Shabbos. Okay, next. We learn only 2 Yesodos. Okay, even though we're not really clarifying Halacha L'maisa with regard to Hawaii and Japan and the Fiji Islands, but at least we've learned 2 Yesodos. One Yesod is a difference between a traveler and a settler. There are many questions. Once you've settled in a certain country, what status does that country have? We really discussed most of these issues yesterday. But if you're still traveling, then there's a very powerful argument to make that you're still nigrar after the place where you've come from. And the second yesod is, if you have started a day with Kedusha, even if in Halacha everyone agrees that it's no longer Shabbos, it's Sunday, because you've passed the dateline that is accepted according to all opinions, it doesn't matter. Once you've started, you have to be mashed.
What if you go the other way again?
You're going to lose the whole day.
You're coming from the Sunday side, now you're coming into a
and you're going to lose, so you're coming, if you're coming into Shabbos, so then if you're coming into Shabbos, you have to be, I don't know the answer. I don't know.
What, traveling,
you're traveling into, then you're going to lose Shabbos entirely.
You
start out with a Friday, and you come into a location, and now it's Shabbos. Are you mechuyev to observe this moment in Shabbos when you've begun your previous day? I don't know the answer. I don't know. He discusses when you start out with Shabbos. I don't know the answer. Okay, let's see a little bit more. Let's try to finish this up until we get into the next halacha. Vav. Let's see. Vav mi shenoseh mimarav shasham misachar shkias hashemesh lemizrach sheshamakdim shkias hashemesh. Let's say you start out in the west. Okay, you start in the west shasham misachar shkias hashemesh, and there it's the like in America. In America, it's always 6-7 hours later lemizrach, and you're traveling lemizrach into the east towards Europe, towards Eretz Yisrael. Shasham makdim shkias hashemesh. If you travel on an airplane, you're going to lose hours. So here's the shot. So you leave, let's say you have no choice, you're on a plane over Shabbos. You leave America, You leave America right before Shabbos begins. They didn't let you off the plane. The plane was delayed. We have the situation. There are stories like this. And you're on the plane, and now you're taking off the airport Friday, 6 o'clock. And you're flying towards Eretz Yisrael. So you're, and then you're going to land Eretz Yisrael when it's going to be ready. The Shabbos is almost over. So how many hours Shabbos did you observe? You observed probably 18 hours or even less, because you lost at least 6 hours. Normally a day is 24 hours.
10 hours is the whole flight. The flight is 10 hours,
but it's earlier.
It comes later.
Kind of hours into Australia.
Okay, but you shaved off from this your calendar day. You've shaved off hours. So how could it possibly be? Listen, that's the way it is. You outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You have a halachic day of Shabbos that's less than 24 hours. No, he has a tremendous chiddush he wants to suggest. This really goes back to what we started with yesterday. We questioned yesterday. There's a very strong argument to make, is that why do we observe Shabbos in America when the sun sets for us, and when the sun sets at home, maybe we should observe Shabbos in America when it's Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. Whenever it's Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, that's when it will be observed Shabbos in the entire world. So that was basically his whole hakdama, very long hakdama. That no, you don't say that, because in Ma'aseh Bereishis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, nothing happened in one moment. It wasn't that Hashem created the world in Yerushalayim, and it was the same thing for the entire world. Everything happened gradually all over the world at different points in time. So Shabbos is the same. So when we observe Shabbos, we were commemorating Ma'aseh Bereishis, and Ma'aseh Bereishis was a gradual process. So we also observe Shabbos gradually, each location differently. But in this situation, maybe we should make an exception. Because in this situation, we're only going to have 18 hours. Maybe you have to extend your Shabbos. Adil Mitzvah Sheyishmar Davka HaShabbos Chof Dalet Shol Shlemos. The Ayin is a Besefer Rav Olim Shechok HaBezev Lu Besefer Mishpatei Ozeel V'hu Hela D'Tzorch Davka Lushmar Shabbos Chof Dalet Shol Shlemos Mishor Shehizche Lishbos Ayin Sham Hatan. A Pella. He says, that's right, it's not over for you. When you arrive in Eretz Yisrael, and even though it's Mitzvah Shabbos, it's as dark as it gets, you have to wait until 24 hours pass since the time the sun set for you in America. You can't cheat. Isn't that amazing? That's an amazing exception to the rule. Oh, but it's not Shabbos. The sun already set. No, Shabbos must be observed for at least 24 hours. V'ayin b'ter shleima. Shagam Sham Helikain, he also says this. Vavi Rayas Lazayan Sham, the Ayam Shut Chavolim, but the Imam Shadach, call her Rayas, he says, ridiculous. Vela Shain Sark Rak, Kavan Shashok, Hashemeshu, Chol Ayan Sham. Oda Dava Mizil Kabam Hilchos Yomto, Kibin Adnathkin, Shain Misane, Chavdal Shashlemos, Nadamin Kalim Kibber. Let's say you're on a plane. People really do this. People travel for the Tainus de Rabbana. You're traveling on Shivas Batamus, or you're traveling on Tisha B'Av. People travel in Tisha B'Av, so you can cut the tainus by traveling. So halachal ma'aseh, that's of course only midrabbanon. That's not din deraisa. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, let's say for whatever reason, a person on a plane on Yom Kippur, you're on a plane. So are you mechuyif to fast? Are you allowed to break the fast after it's already sundown, or do we say that Yom Kippur must be observed for 24 hours? So this presents is a debate among the poskim, and there are a collection of poskim that say that you have to be machmer and wait 24 hours from the time the sun set from the place where you departed.
Let's what? Say yeah. You're in the South Pole.
Yeah.
The day is, let's say, only 6 hours because it's in the summer.
Day is 1 hour.
Oh, 1 hour. So then you see it kippers 1 hour? 24 hours.
Researcher in the South Pole.
I don't know the answer. That's the way the day is. That's different. See, that's the way the day is, yeah?
The last place you took off from.
Yeah.
In other words, when you're traveling to the northern. So.
Where you come from?
Or from Seattle.
That's what it's determined.
Seattle time. That's generally what the halacha is for.
If you're living in the South Pole.
But if you
live there for a long time,
I know.
But a day has two parts. Whatever you lose. I don't understand there. In the South Pole, so the daylight is what? Is 1 hour.
But it could be 24 hours.
But darkness. But darkness is.
Minutes.
Minutes.
Not even. It never really gets dark. You have 6 weeks where it doesn't get dark.
But a cycle is always 24 hours, no matter where you are. There are two parts to the day. No matter where you are, you have a cycle of darkness and light.
So one, you have 24 hours of darkness, this one, 7 hours of light.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, but in this situation, we have machlokes. Just one medrash which comes to mind is a very popular medrash. When Hashem created the world, there were only 6 days. It's a medrash. There were only 6 days. Each day had 28 hours. That's the Itim in Koheles, the 28 Itim, and Hashem made a fundraising appeal. Will the days contribute some of their hours to make a Shabbos? And each day gave four. It gave its best. Chemdas Hayamim Oisa Karasa. Each day gave of itself the best part of its day. And when you take in the 6 days, each one gave 4 to give a new day of 24 hours. So according to that Medrash, you can't bring a Harai to Halacha from Medrash. This is a very, very, very powerful, important principle in the rules of Halacha. Halacha is not based upon Midrashim. Halacha is based upon Halacha. But according to the Medrash, where did Shabbos come from? It came from 24 hours. So if you're going to cheat and you're going to take off from America and fly in a Concorde or to Eretz Yisrael and you're going to lose hours, that's cheating. You're denying those hours that were donated by the 6 days of the week. He presents this. He presents these two, so this equation, and he has two different opinions. Okay, let's do one more.
Going from New York to Montreal.
Yeah.
During the summertime.
Yeah.
You're going to have more light, more day.
You're extending the day.
Exactly. So I remember once sleeping and having the extra time before Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
Still light.
10 extra minutes.
And it wasn't Shabbos there. But in actuality, it should have been Shabbos because I started out in New York.
So he doesn't discuss the reverse. What about a person that's Eretz Yisrael and comes to America? Maybe he only has to observe 24 hours. He can do Malacha, but that in his previous study he said that once the day starts in Kedusha, you have no right to stop in the middle. Okay, so that type of question he does not present. Let's do one more halacha. V'makom shi'ayam misar chodesh ubeis chodashim. What about places where the daylight is a month and a month or 2 months? V'yeshishachodashim v'chein halayla. So what do you do in the north and south pole? What do you do over there? Ayin b'shari tshuva v'shei mar k'tzir sheyesh lana shisha yamim shel chavdalet shos shavos shalanu uviyam ashvi yishmar shabbos ayin sham melo hi adin l'chol mitzos adin l'chol mitzatara. So basically he says those situations where you can't observe a regular 24 hour day, you have no choice but to do what it says in the Gemara. If you're in the midbar you observe 6 days of Chol, and the 7th day is Shabbos. And I guess that's what they do when you go to the moon. Anyone planning on going to the moon or going to Mars, so there also you have no choice but to follow some type of...
That's what they tell you to do in the swarm.
Where you take off from.
Right.
Where you take off from. They don't say from Yerushalayim, from the place where you take off from. You keep Shabbos from the place, the location from where you have launched. Where you launched. And why don't you say you were from Eretz Yerushalayim? You don't say. You say from the location where you have departed.
But you arrived there before Shabbos.
Yeah.
Shabbos of that place. Sweden, in the wintertime,
Okay, let's do another halacha. Over here, he says on the top of the page in the Kitchuk, it says that anyone from Shabbos Kilchos Kol Hamashamer Es Hashabbos Kilchoso Kiilu Mekayim Kol HaToro Kula V'Chol Hamachal. The top of the page on page Lamed is in the Kitchuk Noch V'Chol Hamachal Es Hashabbos Kiilu Kofim Kol HaToro Kula V'Chein Hu Oimer Be'Ezra Va'al Har Sinai Yerarta Va'atiti Lamcha Torah U'Mitzos V'Yeshabbos Kod Shecha Hoidat Olohem. In this passage, compare Shabbos to Har Sinai. You gave Klal Yisrael the Torah on Har Sinai. You appeared to them in the Torah, and you gave them Shabbos. So in this passage, in Ezra, the passage is comparing Shabbos, the observance of Shabbos, to Kol HaTorah Kula Ois Beis Ham Shabbos Ayin Berosh Yosef B'Misha Ein sin oiso sheyivcholoi dover echad. They force them. They only can observe one mitzvah. Oy lechal Shabbos, or leechol machal iser nevela. So what should a person do? The person has a choice. Either we'll let the person Rachmal Islan is incarcerated, and the warden tells them, I'll give you a choice. You want religious freedom? You want to do something religious? Either you can observe Shabbos or kosher food. Which is better? So yivkar lo chil Shabbos. Duhu be'oynis, v'hu melocha sh'ein etzricha l'gufa, v'hu midrabanan, ma'ash'ein kein nevela, So it's better that he should be mechal Shabbos. So again, the choice of person either your choice of eating non-kosher food, or if you want to eat kosher food, you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos. So it's better to be mechal Shabbos and not eat the non-kosher food. Why? Because it's not really chil Shabbos. That's the answer. When he's doing melacha, it's a melacha shenet shrich l'gufa. He's an oinis. It's not considered chil Shabbos. But when you eat, if you don't eat, you're going to die. You're definitely being nene from non-kosher food. So it's not really considered to be chil Shabbos. Having melacha shenet shrich l'gufa, v'hu rak midraban, ma'ashenken, nevel mikol mokam, nehenem v'oivir, aver midraisa, v'yayin b'yagos ma'asham, v'nikah. People that are in the army, they were constricted by the Russians, all different horror stories of people that were forced to do malach in the army, in non-Jewish armies, came in shuhu machmas oynis in adkan. It's not considered that they were mechal l'shabbos because they were forced to do malach on Shabbos, and doing malach on Shabbos when you're forced is not really the raisa of chol Shabbos. The ayin b'shulchan malachim, b'ish tzava, shenitin lo habreira, all yos behash be halishka or murchach sham lechal Shabbos b'chsiv b'chsiva al yehelo yavsharis leechol macholim kasheros all yos beham machane v'lo yuchrach lechal Shabbos. You have a choice of eating lechal Shabbos and not eating kosher food or eating non-kosher food, not being mechal Shabbos. Aval lo yev shos lemacholim kasherim. So what should a person do when it's faced with such a situation? The yoyser tov sheyiv chulo liyos belishka du chil Shabbos be'oynis v'rach midrabanan. It's better to be in this chamber, this lishka, whatever it meant was, where he would be being mechal, same exact yisod, be mechal Shabbos, because he's doing it against his will, his noynis, and eat kosher food. The livchor be'amachan nevelech asuros to eat non-kosher food, much kosher Rosh Yosef, and now exactly what we learned above. Because eating non-kosher food, you're being nene from an iser deraisa, and that is forbidden. Whereas doing melacha against your will is not really melacha deraisa. It's only asa midraban. It's melacha shen tzrich legufa. V'yayim bevarik u'marsha b'pnei Yeshua b'megadim b'shut chavis yoyer v'kapas tamarim shemavur mekulam d'mechal Shabbos b'oynis havi melacha she'ena tzricho l'gufa u'midraban hu ayin sham v'ayin b'shut nahar afar simoin v'im nasnu b'chira she'yivkar oy be. I don't know what that word is. V'yichta b'Shabbos. Oy, the other word, v'lo yiniach tefillin. So what should you do about Shabbos and tefillin? Yivchar, what? What's the point of that? There's different jobs. Yivchar, v'lo yichal Shabbos ayin sham. When it's a choice between tefillin and chil Shabbos, that's a different type of situation. Then, of course, a person should choose to observe Shabbos. Shabbos is more important than putting on tefillin. So between eating non-kosher food and Shabbos, a person should choose kosher food. Between tefillin and Shabbos, Shabbos is more important. And then after,
it doesn't say that if there's kosher food and you don't have to do chil Shabbos, you shouldn't join the army.
He's not talking about the arm. He's not talking about the Israeli arm. He's talking, you know who he's talking about. Okay. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll take a 2-minute break.
It doesn't say.